Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Colin Woodall on the deal on fake meat. Back on that in just a moment.
It's the 20th annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at 12:30 and will feature 120 home-raised service-age bulls. These are fall 2017 to spring 2018 bulls selling with genomically enhanced EPDs for increased reliability. For more information and sale book, go to www.pollardfarms.com or www.mcsauction.com or call the ranch at 580-758-1464. With abuse of prescription drugs at a crisis level, it's irresponsible to grant unsupervised prescription authority to advanced practice nurses, a class of providers who can get their degrees entirely online. We need doctors leading healthcare teams. Let your legislators know that for your family, you want higher standards. The legislature should not grant privileges through legislation that were not earned through education. Call your legislators today and tell them doctors should lead healthcare teams. Go to degreesofcare.com to take action. That's degreesofcare.com.
Today's report is service of the American Angus Association, America's breed. A memorandum of understanding has been signed between the Food and Drug Administration and the U.S. Department of Agriculture over the oversight of cellular-based meat. Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says that the MOU looks like it's a good thing.
Very positive news, and news that we have been waiting on. And what it does is it provides a guidance for both FDA and USDA to have a hand in regulating fake meat. This is a memorandum of understanding that basically delineates the role for each agency. So it will allow FDA to look at the overall safety and development of the product. But once the product is commercialized, the daily inspection and the overall labeling of the product will go to USDA. And that's what we wanted, because we did not want to find ourselves in the same situation that our friends in the milk industry did, where FDA had full inspection protocols but have allowed the almond milks, et cetera, to go in and take their name. We knew in order to protect ourselves, USDA had to be a part of this. Now, we continue to use the term fake meat, but the fact is we don't like this product, but, you know, it's going to come to market because these are companies that have investments made in them, and this is a free market economy. So it's coming whether we like it or not. We just wanted to make sure that they are going to compete in the meat space, then they need to be inspected like the rest of us in the meat space. And that's what this MOU does. In addition, and probably more importantly, it gives the labeling approval to USDA. A lot of these products have wanted to be called clean meat. USDA will prevent that from happening. So to have a public and formal MOU means that we have gone a long way in protecting our industry.
I know that there's some state groups that have been pushing their legislatures to actually set some standards, some prohibitions against this particular protein product from being called beef or any of the various cuts of beef along the way.
Yeah, that is true, and that's going to be the next challenge for us on the federal level, is to make sure that we protect our nomenclature, beef, ribeye, sirloin, etc. So that is the next hurdle in this fight. The announcement today does not mean that the fight against fake meat is over. This is just one in a series of battles that we expect to come here. So we have a lot of work to continue to do in order to make sure that once this product does come to market, and again, it's going to because of the free market economy that we enjoy, but to make sure that we are protecting ourselves in the process. And again, this MOU is going to go a long way to help that.
Colin, I know that the industry is watching this very closely. You've obviously been in contact with a lot of the players that are involved. Some of them obviously have some traditional meat backgrounds to them. What are you hearing as far as, you know, when will we, I'm sure we'll see small amounts of this product fairly soon, but commercially, as far as a larger, you know, commercial size batches, how far down the road are we looking at this point?
In the conversations that we've had both with USDA and also with these companies, we're probably in the five-year range of having this product actually commercialized, sitting on the shelf. You know, we may start to see some test samples here and there, but more than likely we're going to see the fake chicken products come to market before the fake beef products do. So it gives us some time here. We're ahead of the curve, which is good, which allows us to make sure that all of these protocols are in place to protect us. So we're happy that we've been able to get ahead of this entire process.
NCBA's Colin Woodall, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
It's the Hall Coyote Hills annual bull sale, Saturday, March 9th at the ranch, 1 mile west, 2 miles south, and 1 mile west of Chattanooga, Oklahoma on Highway 5. All bulls developed and performance tested at Coyote Hills Ranch, all with genomically enhanced EPDs. And there's a 5% volume discount on 5 or more bulls. For more information or sale catalog, go to hallchr.com. That's hallchr.com. Or call 580-597-3006.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.